Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I didn't get a chance to tell this to you guys, but a couple weeks ago, I was at the beach with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have time to go to the beach?
Well, you know, it's one of those times where when you live on the Gulf Coast, this is the beautiful thing, Patty. In case you didn't know this,
yeah.
Okay, one of the beautiful things about living on the Gulf Coast is that you can just run out there for a couple of hours and run right back out. It's not a lot of traffic. So it was one day where I think the sun was going down. It was about that 3 o'clock time, and there's no crowds, even better, you know. And we went out as a family just for a few hours, and the kids wanted to go play and stuff, and I was doing some work, writing in a notebook, laying down, minding my own business here, trying to write some stuff down in a notebook, when this lady runs right past me and says, "Help, help." And I go, "Oh my goodness, what? What happened?" You know, I'm like studying here,
reading
here. So I look up and she says, "They're drowning, they're drowning." And so I jump off of the beach. I was, on the blanket I was on, and I go, what's going on? And I look into the water, and there's two adults, 18, 19 years old, 20-year-old people in the water drowning.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I had these glasses on. I won't tell you that I had my wife's glasses on because I couldn't see. I was so blind. I threw those glasses down because I was trying to read. I threw those glasses down just instinctively, and I jumped in the water to go get them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm racing out there, and I'm swimming the best and the fastest I can. Like you should have seen this, okay? Halfway there, I'm realizing, oh my goodness, they're far away. And I'm getting tired. So I get out there and I just realize, oh my goodness, I'm way over my head. I am exhausted. I don't know how I'm going to get them. I don't know how I'm going to get back.
Get yourself back.
I don't know how I'm going to get back. And they're panicking now. And one of the things, if you could try to save someone who's drowning, they tell you to let that person either, if they're all over the place, you can't approach them because they're going to knock you out and hurt you.
Take you down.
Yeah, let them, either exhaust themselves or tell them to calm down and get on their back. So I kept telling them, stay calm, get on your back. Because they were just fledgling and
flaring all over the place.
Oh, you see, the look of terror was just horrible.
I can imagine.
So I got out there. Another guy started, they joined me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, get on your back. So they got on their back, and we were to, get them to float back. And I made it back. I mean, I am huffing while I'm out there. I'm realizing, oh, my goodness, I'm over my head. This is.
Yeah.
This is way out there. And, the deeper you get, the colder the water is. It's like ice. Oh, my gosh. You're deep. It's real dark. So they come on back, and they're 19-year-old boy or 19, 20 years old, he's throwing up on beach.
On
the shore.
Probably swallow kinds of salt water.
All kinds of stuff, and they made it. And, just thank God, of course, I'm going to talk to him by the Lord while everyone's asking all these other stuff. I'm like, do you know Jesus? You could have died, right? You know how close this was for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm witnessing to them, sharing God with them. That's the most important thing. Don't forget, when people, there's tragedy and things happening, a lot of times people, obviously they looked okay and, they threw up and I was able to make that type of a judgment. But, don't make the secondary issues the main issue. You want to be bold and let people know, let the main thing be the main thing. And this type of situation, they need to know God.
Mm-hmm.
But something that was interesting that I was able to think about later is I just thought, my goodness, thank God I happened to be there.
Yeah, and no doubt.
I realized as I was just meditating on this whole scenario that there was people, a whole lot more people on the shore than there was in the water to rescue these folks.
And nobody moved.
It's like a couple of myself and two other people that came out there, and they were all waving and, help, hey, they kept pointing to the problem. They're there, they're over there, but they didn't jump in. And I thought, my goodness, isn't that what's happening today in the church? I mean, are we just standing on the shore and just telling other people, go save them. Mm-hmm. You go evangelize. You talk to those people and rescue them from, You know, I'm not an evangelist. I don't know what to say. Listen, we're all called to do the work of evangelists. We're all called to talk to everybody everywhere about Jesus Christ and that he loves them, that he'll forgive them for their sin, that he wants to spend eternity with them, and they don't have to go to hell. He's already paid the price. Mm. It's for all of us to do, not to point to a few and look at the danger, because those people were going down.
Yeah.
I mean, they were drowning. And every single day, there are folks all around us that are drowning.
Right.
They're losing perspective, and they're slipping, if you will, closer and closer to hell. And I want to encourage you today, don't be one that sits on the shore and points at the problem. Get in the game. Swim out there and help rescue those that are being led to slaughter, if you will. Go rescue those that are going down and throw them a life preserve. Mm. Share with them Jesus Christ, that he loves and that he saves, and that he died for their sins. My goodness, I didn't know I was going to jump inside the water and have to go help someone that were drowning. And the opportunity that we have each and every single day to help folks that are drowning and struggling, especially those that don't know Jesus Christ. Listen, that's the most important thing you'll ever do in your life if you're a believer. It's one of the greatest things you'll ever do is to help other people that don't know God to come to know him. Mm. I mean, talk about so many times people are like, I'm looking for a purpose. I'm looking for something to do. Oh, that is a great purpose. Think, have a vision for your life, heaven full, hell empty. And I want to bring as many people as possible to be with the Lord. It's the only thing we can take with us.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.